all of these things, like life is chaos and it takes these layers of work that is a practice. And then we leverage the power of community along with this practice. And that's how we stay in motion. That's how we manage to life. Welcome to Cowgirls Over Coffee, where we encourage and equip women to embrace the process and practice of tackling daily demands, actually executing on our plans, and taking action on the most audacious goals that we can come up with without sacrificing our peace and staying rooted in our purpose. These are conversations for doers, for those of us who refuse to settle for less than we absolutely know we are capable of achieving. For women who are cultivating thriving homes and businesses side by side. I'm your host, Thea Larson. Grab a coffee and sit down. We have so much to talk about. Okay, so welcome to another Monday with Cowgirls Over Coffee. I'm excited to talk to you today. Well, this is actually a conversation. I finally have Meg back. So
hey, I'm really bestie.
You may recall Meg from like 15 episodes ago when we very first started our podcast. I still feel like we're still at such early stages of this podcast. And like, I'm really excited about, I've been deep in the planning and trying to schedule because I don't know about you guys, but February is always like, my schedule is like bipolar right now. So looking forward to that. I know. So, but we got this on the books, and one, I want to tell you, this is imperfect action in action. And a big part of Cowgirls Over Coffee and the messaging is I want to normalize that, because I think the hardest thing that I had to overcome was thinking, going from a corporate background, because, you know, I was in my 30s when I quit working full time. I had spent, you know, a decade in an executive position, and I had this predetermined notion of the way things need to quote unquote be in order for me to get work done. And then getting married, moving to the middle of nowhere, adding the ranch wife title, if you will, having kids, that threw me into like, I no longer had the things I used to manage my anxiety and my ADHD brain with an insane control amount around my schedule. And then that was taken away from me. And so all of Cowgirls Over Coffee has happened in the in-between, right? Like in the little scraps of time that I have had and that I have recruited my friends to so generously share with me. Meg today, she's got, I can see Zane's in the background chilling and playing. Letty's kind of sleeping, sort of taking.
Oh, she's playing. She's playing hard too. This is her playtime with mom. There's a dog on the floor. Yeah, it's chaos. Just got in from cleaning jugs and feeding horses and before the next nap.
And so I hope that, I want to take it back to that we were just talking before we hit record, like going back to the origin of Cowgirls Over Coffee. As we're opening up the membership opens twice a year. It's opening up tomorrow. If you're listening to this in real time, it's Tuesday, the 27th of February through Friday, March 1st, the membership will be open. But we wanted to go back to the origins of this because you can make progress on your goals. You can own your identity. You can get to a place where you are not feeling like you're failing and incompetent and all alone. And I figured that out through creating what I needed, which was the Cowgirls Over Coffee membership. So I want you to share, Meg, what you were sharing about how you remember the start of this. But I would say, when I look back on it, when I first had my oldest son, Oliver, it was like I made every life change you can make at one point, right? Getting married, moving the whole nine yards. And I remember laying on the floor in front of the fireplace, like just sobbing. My husband didn't know what to do with me. I didn't know what was wrong, but I felt so alone. I felt so incompetent. Everything that had really been that I loved to do to create and connect and all that stuff, like it wasn't an option for me in that season. And my friends, my very best friends, they were still working full time. I couldn't just call them up at 10:30 on a Wednesday morning and cry to them, right? They had things that they were needing to do. I could have really used this community, I think, one, to connect with, to share in the struggle, but also know that I wasn't like doing something wrong. or I wasn't terrible at being a mother or terrible at being an entrepreneur or completely incompetent. And that's what I created this membership for, is I think we have such a unique lifestyle, this Western and rural niche that we're in. We wear so many hats and there are so many this is a high demand lifestyle. We're switching hats between roles that are equally important. Like we were talking just before we hit record about like what we've got going on, and everything's a non-negotiable. So I know that it's not because your distractions, I feel like a lot of the rhetoric and memes and advice around doing more of what matters is, you know, limit your distractions and what's really important, which is all really nice and not necessarily bad information, but it can leave you feeling like, what? Okay, so how? And I think that's something that's unique to our lifestyle.
Absolutely. I remember distinctly, Zane was not very old and it was in the middle of the pandemic. So what, he'd been a year, maybe. Elliot would have been like a year and a half old, 2 years, something like that at the time. And I remember sitting on the porch, trying to enjoy the sunshine, out with the chickens, and I just felt completely paralyzed, totally isolated. And it wasn't just pandemic, because in our little community, like it didn't really, nothing super affected, like maybe my work affected a little bit, but I just remember sitting there and thinking, Lethe and I are like, you know, bestie texting each other. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so lonely. And Thea's like, yeah, I'm so alone. And like, we're not the only ones. And all of a sudden it was like this light bulb went on. I'm like, oh my gosh, Thea is the goddess when it comes to community and building community. I'm like, girl, there's this thing called Zoom. I don't know if you've used it, because at the time this wasn't like a popular thing, right? And I was using Zoom for my work because I was having to telecommute because there was no travel or anything happening anymore. And I was like, we should look into it. Like, I wonder if we could just get a bunch of girls together that are like us, you know, solopreneurs that live in the middle of nowhere or don't, whatever, that have a similar vibe, a similar struggle. And like, maybe we don't have to really be alone. Like, maybe Zoom can fix this. And Thea's like, I'm on it. And within like 3 or 4 days, I feel like you had built this incredible community of Cowgirls Over Coffee, of whom there are still many OG members cheering each other on. What is the anniversary now?
I think we started officially in May of 2021 was when like the non-beta version.
Yep.
Live.
So there we go. 3 years in May.
Because before that, Cowgirls Over Coffee was the Cowgirl Diaries, and it was really just sharing Western, because it was my outlet for creation. Like, I really wanted, that's how I was creating and connecting. And then we're like, well, wait a minute. And memberships were like not a thing online really quite
at all. No.
But it wasn't like
Peloton. That was about it.
I feel like now everyone and their dog has a membership and a, you know, group coaching situation. So yeah, and I wanted it to be affordable. That's why I went with, because we talked a lot previously before that, like how I wanted the direction I wanted to take Cowgirls Over Coffee. And I just wanted something to be and sustainable, because I think so often we think, oh, if I could just fix this one thing, if I could just quote unquote figure, then everything would fall into place for me. And I think that's just like, it's a delusion that we're in. It's the same delusion as, oh, and things will slow down. Like, spoiler, things are never going to slow down. And I don't say that to be a Debbie Downer, but like, things are never going to slow down. There's always going to be unexpected circumstances, and that we need to come together with a sustainable practice so that we can manage the daily demands and the long-term goals, right?
Absolutely. And I think you and I both were like, we want to attract other women that have a similar intent in life, that like, don't settle, that want big things. And clearly I raised one. You could probably hear her in the background here. She's voicing her opinion too. I apologize for any breastfeeding moms that might be super triggering to hear. Anyway, I think that we wanted to attract people that want to sit and do awesome things while our 3-month-old is sitting there squirming and talking to us, and include them and, you know, show our kids what, how awesome life can be and how we can do great things. And even if we don't have kids, which there are plenty of people that are in Cowgirls Over Coffee that have that similar spirit of like, they just want to go and do great things in the world. And no is not an answer. No is not an answer.
Yes. I think, and that's what I can say, never settle. that's really what we figured was the common denominator among all of us, is just this mindset and the frame of not wanting to settle, regardless of what the circumstances of our life threw at us. And I will say too, like, as we created this, even when you think, you know, when I get a newborn stage, for example, I see that autism diagnosis. And so that made my runway a lot longer for what I could anticipate, you know, doing with kids in tow as well. So navigating all that. So I think that's where the importance of the community comes from. And we have talked so much about, like, who is this for? What's the purpose? What's the point? And I feel like it took me 3 years of hounding. I don't know how many times I have texted Meg or been like, okay, what is the goal? What is the purpose? I know the work we're doing, because I didn't want to make it. I felt it was dismissive and surface level to be like, it's just about productivity and planning, or it's just about, you know, a growth mindset. All of these things, like, life is chaos, and it takes these layers of work that is a practice. And then we leverage the power of community along with this practice. And that's how we stay in motion. That's how we manage to life with less overwhelm, without burning out, without, you know, that sense of dread every morning. And so we have really come to the point where really the goal of this is to achieve more purpose, presence, and balance in pursuit of our goals. And those are the goals that we have for our home, for our family, for our business, for our ranches, our farm operations, for our community, and for ourselves, like, in our personal identity.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's really fun too, because it's like, you should not do this alone. And I think our modern cultures, modern Western culture, especially for women, and I think especially for women that are remote in whatever sense of the word that is to you, what that means, like, you don't get an opportunity to have cheerleaders. You do this work alone. It's really isolating and lonely, and it shouldn't be. Like, that's not the way that people are intended to be. We're intended to have community, and especially women, we're supposed to be rallying around community and helping one another. There's like this running joke in Cowgirls Over Coffee that we're all going to start a commune and run away and just, like, live off the land and be like, those that homestead can do that. Those that are good at, like, marketing can do that. Like, we're all just, you know, those that, like, love to take care of kids, like, we'll just all just, like, pitch in, and, like, the community, like, we would just be unstoppable
over the world.
But anyway, this isn't just about, like, when you're having, like, burnout or struggling to prioritize. This is also about, like, the moments of, like, cheering on. Like, I got my bull sale catalog done the other day, and I unapologetically posted, because I've missed how many calls, between having the kid and getting ready for this bull sale coming up in 3 weeks. It's like, I don't think I'd been on a call for 8 weeks, and I missed everybody. And I'm engaging on social media and stuff, but I unapologetically posted about the bull sale catalog, and I got so many cheers. Everyone's like, girl, we know how hard you've been working. This looks awesome. We're excited for you. And there's even one of our Cowgirls Over Coffee members, like one of our OGs, like original girls. She's like, oh my gosh, we heard you on a podcast the other day. And I was like, my husband's like, that's one of your cowgirl friends. And I was like, yes, thank you. See, real life, it comes full circle. It just, like, it felt so good to have people that actually understand, because I can't say that there are many people in my immediate physical circle right now that understand what I'm going through, having a newborn and a 5-year-old and trying to get ready for bull sale in the middle of calving season. And I have a feeling if you're listening to this podcast, like, you get it. Even if you don't understand, like, the details of all of that, like, you get what that takes. And so you're there, you'd be right there beside me, helping walk, hold my hand, squeeze my hand through the struggles, but you'd also be lifting me up and cheering me on like all the other gals have been, as, you know, I'm unapologetically cheering from the ceiling, from the rooftop, not the ceiling, whatever.
Wherever
it is.
From the barn, because no
one. Yeah.
Sticking your head out the door, like, yay, okay, I gotta get back to work.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, I love the discussion group, because it's like, even if you can't make a call, it's like, just get in there and you can see what everybody has going on. And I know I don't want to get ahead of myself, but we do have, part of the membership is like a Facebook discussion group. And I know you just rolled your eyes, you're like, ugh, another Facebook group. But I can promise you that we have tested, like, community group engagement and stuff, and, like, this is a different vibe in this group.
Totally.
We really work. We actually, Lana, who you've heard on the podcast multiple times, like Lana is our community manager and we all work really hard to like stay engaged and encourage everyone to remain engaged. But that's where the cheering comes on. But I think the other side of this is like, it is not just like go girl, boss girl vibes. Like there is, you get called out. There is constructive feedback. There is some conviction that happens. It's like, okay, I understand that you're feeling this way, but have you done X, Y, and Z? Or I see that you're seeing option A and B, but have you considered that A and B are not the only two options? And I love that aspect of our community as well, because there's definitely a, there is a vibe of you're not going to get by, like no one's going to, you're not just going to slide. Like we have seasons, like you said, you just had 8 weeks of chaos, newborn, you got all moved up your calving date, your bull sale date, everything that's going on. So you are not necessarily like plugged into everything, but you're coming, like you come back. And I think that's the beauty of how the membership is designed, is you can ebb and flow. It's not like you can never just say, oh, I don't have the time.
Absolutely. And there's like such a, there's so much reciprocity that happens. How about that for a fancy word? You're not just, you know, taking, like I sound like I get all of these benefits, but also giving is incredibly therapeutic. Like being able to utilize and leverage your superpowers in this community and to give that to the other women, to leverage your experiences and your knowledge is a gift. And it feels really good when you're able to help somebody else out and then you can go and cheer them on as well.
Yes, 1,000%. And I think too, okay, so I think obviously the community, basically we leverage the power of community for staying in action, staying motivated, making progress. And I think that I'll just tell you right now, I want to hit on some things. Like we don't gatekeep either. Like I'm not like, oh, you have to go to the sales page to see how much this costs. No, it's $35 a month for the membership. And then it's $65 a month if you choose the membership plus the business track. And that is just another, like it's like a layer to the membership that is for small business owners. And we just have extra calls and things that are dedicated to just business building. So that's the cost of it. There are live calls every single month. There's a monthly playbook. And a big cornerstone of what we do is the planning and the process, because everything is about creating a practice. And we create this practice that is in order to have more purpose and more presence. And then the productivity is kind of the byproduct of that. So we have a monthly playbook where we really are at the intersection of journaling and personal development and self-work, and then the tactical strategies and planning to make sure that we're able to get those daily obligations handled. Because it's not like you get to not do the laundry and the dishes while you're making your bull sale catalog.
Yeah, yeah. You should see me doing the 6 lows yesterday. I was like, ah.
Think that's where, so we kind of look at these, we have this, like if we're getting to the technical part of it, we have these 6 pillars that we work on. And I'll tell you, the first one is conversation, which is the community that we're talking about. And like, it really is conversation. This is not me. There's no guru in here. There's no coach that's telling you what it is. We're really working to facilitate so that we can bring out the magic of every single individual person. And the deeper you go into it, like it's so, I love watching everyone work together and like spark ideas for one another. Then the second thing is it's very self-centered. And that means that you are the common denominator of everything that is happening in your life, right? You're the common denominator across the board of no matter what the circumstances are, no matter what the goals are, it's all about you. So knowing yourself, knowing the encouragement you need, knowing the planning processes that work for you, like we talk about, there's no one right way to do things. We have a framework and then we build off of that. And then the third thing is really accepting that this is a process. There, you're not going to figure something out, check the box, and be like, oh, now I've decluttered my home and now my home will just run, you know, happily for me forever. Or now I have my time blocking down. Like this is going to change from season to season, like literally from summer to fall, and literally from career is your priority, motherhood is your priority, community is your priority, back to small business is your priority, ranching is your, like, because that is so dynamic and so cyclical, we just have to have this really core framework. And that's what we do inside the membership around that process. We also, there's 3 big things in that we focus on, which is the foundations, which are the habits and routines, because you can only fall back as far as your habits and routines, as your foundations are. And I've talked about that a few episodes back. So we focus on our habits and routines that we need to have to support ourselves. Then we focus on the daily demands of those really, really demanding roles that we fill as mom, as ranch wife, as business owner, as ranch operator, as, you know, a member of your school board, as a member of your church, whatever those are, you're filling these important roles. There are specific things that you have to check off that are happening every day that you don't have to just skip out on. And then also have in the long game. And that's what fuels that I'm not going to settle, because you are so capable. You are so capable. You deserve to have like a life that you love, to enjoy your life, to get to create whatever that looks like for you, whether you're a content creator or you want to own a business or you want your ranch to run in a way where it's like operationally sound, whatever those are. So we're really looking at the layers of those three things, the foundational habits and routines, the daily demands, those to-do lists that need to get done, and then making space for those long-term goals as well. That's kind of the meat of what we, you know, quote unquote, do inside the membership. It's definitely not a course vibe. It's definitely this process. Like, and every month we're doing the same dang things, right? We're coming back to the beginning. We do a messy first draft of our month. We finalize that. We do some self-reflection. We're always looking back so we can look forward. We're not letting, you know, things fall through the crack, because we're talking about, okay, what's coming up? Daylight savings time is going to end. How is that going to change our schedules? And that is such a big, those little things can really throw you for a loop. And so we're talking about them, all of us together ahead of time, to make sure that we are making a plan for it. And we don't make a plan because we're delusional. We think things are going to go according to plan. We make the plan so that when life happens and those plans go out the window, we've already pre-gamed. This is just like being a star athlete. You are going to be a star athlete and a master of your life because you already know what your options are. Option A didn't work out. Well, I have C, D, and F. And how are those going to work? And you can pick your head up and look and then move forward. You have less decision fatigue, less resistance in your decision-making process, and move forward quickly. So that's kind of what we're doing. Like, that's the nitty-gritty part of it. Do you have anything to add to that, Meg?
Well, I think the crux of it is like, or the attitude is, life isn't happening to you. Life is happening with you. And I think that that's where like all of the difference of the repetition, or like the rhythm, that might be the better word, the rhythm of Cowgirls Over Coffee comes in. Because like, and I'm just going to speak this one up for a second. My favorite session for the entire month is the Map Your Month session. Like, I put that on my calendar and I try so hard to hold that no matter what's going on. Like, my husband, I'll be like, you have a crisis going on with cows? Good luck, sir. doesn't always work, but I always put a pin in my calendar, even if I'm not like coming to that live, like I'm still coming back to it asynchronously. And it's because that session, you are, yeah, see, Letty's is, life's happening with us. You're coming back to your why for the month. And that has been huge for me, because as I've juggled all of the different hats that I've had, it's like not, it's easy to get into a rhythm and to be like, okay, I'm just going to like force life to happen here. Like, I'm going to make it happen. And it's like, I continue to come back to my Map Your Month, like at least once a week, to go back to like, what is my intention for this month? What am I really trying to accomplish? What is the feeling that I want to make happen? And like, for instance, when I had Letty, or, you know, even like as I was getting ready to go on, you know, quote unquote maternity leave, as much as you can during calving season, having Letty and then coming out of it, it's like those, the intention or like what is the driving force of like my daily rhythm of the activities that I want to do, like those things changed for me over that course of time. And so like the Map Your Month is so helpful when it comes back to that. And then having the accountability and the sounding board of the rest of the community to help you fill in the gaps so you're not like myopic or too optimistic or frankly too pessimistic, you know, about something.
I think 1,000%. And I love the Map Your Month too, because I feel that that's, it really brings you back. It really stops you from being like, oh my gosh, where did, not that it doesn't still happen, but like, oh my gosh, how was it already October? I feel like it was just July. And we are just, you know, bringing your brain back. Like, we're always coming back to you. We don't set it and forget it when it comes to goals and objectives. And that's where a lot of it, I would really say it's like an iteration. Like we're consistently iterating our lives. Every week we have a review. Every other week, there's two times a month, you have an opportunity for a live call to jump on. And whether that's, you know, we do our seasonal huddles, which are basically an accountability group breakout or map your month, where we're drafting our month as far as our goals and objectives and like what's coming up for us, or a guest speaker, whatever that is. And then my favorite like mechanics part of Cowgirls Over Coffee that I will pat myself on the back for forever is making everything available via private podcast too, because I'm not a video person and like I don't a lot of times have time to go and watch a video, but like having that private podcast, so every live call replay is available on the podcast. Every overview of the month is available on the podcast. Every guest speaker is on the podcast. So it's there in the membership hub with all the videos and downloads and all the information, all the meat and potatoes. Then you can also just listen back, because one of the things I think a lot of us have in common is a drive time. And so
yeah,
the podcast is so good for that. And then I love how, like, this is such a good example. We had our business track strategy session, which our strategy sessions for a business track, we keep them very flexible so we can really meet everyone's most immediate needs. And sometimes those are hot seats. Sometimes we'll look at whatever someone's project is. Sometimes we'll discuss general things like content creation or accounting for tax season and that sort of thing. But people will listen to the replay and then come back to the discussion group and be like, here were my takeaways. Here's my recommendations for you. This is what I thought, you know, you should try. And this maybe sparked this for me. And I love that whole like integrated 360 degree process that people in the membership have. That lights my heart up when people are like, I listened to this replay and here's my thoughts on it. Because all the conversations that are coming from that are just, it's just gold.
Got their iterations in and of themselves.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And when we're iterating instead of just trying to survive, like I think that is really the ultimate transformation that happens inside the membership, is that you are iterating and you're doing so in community. Like you don't figure it out, but you're getting better and you're able to, you know, and I use better in quotation marks, and you set the goal for that. And across, I would say too, like better is the way you feel and the way you navigate and the experience you're having day to day. Like days are freaking hard. Life is really, really hard. It's just hard, but that doesn't mean it's also joyful and fulfilling and purposeful and fun. Like all of those things are happening simultaneously. And I think when we can adjust our expectation and be like, hey, life is hard. It's just hard. And there's going to be moments when it feels less hard and moments when it feels more hard, but we're all in this experience together. And I can do the things that I know will work for me because I've been a student of myself. And I'm in community with other women who are like me, and I can feel really good while I'm doing the hard work. I can be really proud of myself and feel like I'm in control, even though the days are hard.
Right. So I think with that, we should officially invite you, if you have not yet joined, come drink some coffee with us or whatever your beverage of choice is.
Kombucha, whatever.
And join the community. We would love to see you and iterate with you. So Thea, what can you remind us where we get the details?
I can. Cowgirlsovercoffee.com. If you hop on the wait list there, if you happen to listen to this Monday morning before we open on Tuesday, you can hop on the wait list and we'll email you. But again, membership will be open Tuesday, the 27th through Friday, March 1st. And then we only open twice a year because we just want to really keep that sense of intimacy in the group. And it's really hard if the doors are open, there's new people coming all the time. So yeah, hop in with us. It's $35 a month for the membership, $65 a month if you choose to add business track with the membership, so total. And I will say to you, like, there's always, you can cancel anytime. There's no gatekeeping. Like I said, there's no tricks or anything. You can cancel really quickly. There's a link to do it if you decide it's not for you. But I think if you come into this with an open mind and are ready to craft this experience for yourself, because there's a lot in there. There's a lot going on. And know that this is a buffet and you just get in community first and get in the discussion group and show up to some live calls. I think it can absolutely change your life. And the gals, it always feeds my little heart when people are like, I hear so much about the Map Your Months being people's favorite thing. Like, it has really changed how they're managing their everything, how life feels day to day. But I love hearing there's so many women who will tell you it's just such a good experience inside. And we have done so much just in this past, I would say in this past 4 or 5 months even, where we have revamped over the membership hub. We've redone how we're delivering all the content. There's so many things that are downloadable, planner pages. There's so many resources. I don't know what else to say about it, but come and check it out. Send us a message if you have any questions. Screenshot this too. You can screenshot this episode, tag at Cowgirls Over Coffee and ask your question, and we'll share it in the stories and like keep this part of the conversation going all week while we're talking about joining the membership.
Can't wait to see you there.
Yay. Thanks, Meg, for taking the time to talk with me. It would have been not as exciting if I couldn't like share in the creation of it all.
I just always love to spend time with my Thea. Any chance I get.
Yay. Well, and if you guys want to spend time with us, join.
Come on.
Thank you so much for spending part of your day with me. If you had any aha moments or some questions came up, please hit us up in your Instagram stories. Just take a screenshot, share that, tag us at Cowgirls Over Coffee, and let's keep this conversation going. Otherwise, we'll see you back here next week. And just thank you again. Go out and make it the best week ever.